at the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm visiting with our sponsor, New Holland, and speaking with Abe Hughes. And Abe, it's great to see you again, by the way. Saw you at Farm Progress Show, I think, last. You're on the leadership team for the North American unit here for the company. Why don't you just, first of all, give me just a kind of a maybe an overview or comment about how business is for New Holland here in North America.
New Holland's doing very well here in North America. As you know, I joined the brand last summer, came over from CNH, and we came over with a plan and for a whole rejuvenation project and a lot of investment in New Holland to really take this brand deeper and deeper into the ag space. As you know, we've got three distinct customer bases here at New Holland. We've got our big equipment guys that are doing, you know, working with the world's best combine, which is the New Holland combine. They're working with our big T9, T8 tractors. So that's one whole base, primarily located in Western Canada. Then we've got our traditional core base, which is about 450 dealers, which are hay and forage dealers. You know, that's the base of this business that Abe Zimmerman founded back in the 1800s. And so we've got, you know, we'll continue to be a leader in hay and forage. And then we've got the smaller division of ours, which is the residential and consumer utility, the small compact tractors, skid steer loaders. So increasingly, New Holland is differentiating our marketing and our positioning and even the way we deal with our dealers and customers in those three segments. We're doing a real good job of that. I've got a whole new leadership team in place, brought in from CNH, different parts of CNH. And I got to tell you, we're really rocking here in 2011. And it's good because the market is looking good in 2011.
Well, I've been at a couple of other shows already this year, and really I've just heard a lot of optimism being expressed. I know you haven't been here at the show long, but you know, in the interaction you've had, how would you describe the kind of the mood of what you've seen with your customers?
Well, I think there's a lot of buzz here going on at the New Holland booth. As you see, we're sitting here right in front of this Power Star, which is going to be an incredible tractor in our mid-range lineup. This is a tractor that was developed right here in the United States with the southeastern farmer in mind. So we spent a lot of time with southeastern, southwestern farmers. It's got all the features they would want and then some. It's got an incredible cab. It's going to be a cab that everybody's going to love and enjoy. They're going to come loader ready. This is a tractor designed from scratch. And here's the most important part. It's going to be a tractor that's also valued at the right price. It's going to be 100% of the competition in terms of pricing. So you're going to get, you know, our farmers, our hobby farmers, those that use this tractor are going to get an incredible product here. But they're not going to have to pay an arm and a leg for it. It'll be right price. So that's the kind of buzz that we've got going on here. We put some blue lights underneath here, and it kind of makes it look really nice. It's all tricked out, and that's the kind of buzz we've got going. We've got not only this product launch, we've got a skid steer launch, as you saw. We've got a sister to this one, the Power Star without the cab, our ROPS version, and our utility baler. We've launched 14 products just in 2010, 2011. So I see a lot of buzz, excitement. Our customers are excited to be here. Some of our partners and, you know, of course, our dealers. They love being around the booth and seeing their customers.
Well, having spent a little time in and around the booth, I think you do have a very diverse and, significant lineup on display here. So for the people who are coming out to the show, they're going to kind of see a little bit of everything.
Yeah, they are. You know, like I said, it's really geared. This display here is geared for the different customer segments we do have. We've even got a combine here, which occupies probably about a quarter of our lot here. But, you know, we wanted to have the combine here. We didn't bring our sprayer. You know, we launched this brand new front boom sprayer. I'm not sure you've been able to see that, a front boom and a rear boom sprayer that are beautiful sprayers. We didn't bring those because we're just limited with space. So there's something for everyone here. And I hope what people notice too, being the leader of this brand in North America, my job is to energize people and to bring on the right people into the brand. And I hope people notice that even the New Holland employees are now speaking with a passion and with an energy. We've relit that flame, I think, in a lot of the New Holland personnel. And I think that's important for everybody to see, and I hopefully you'll get that vibe when you come over and visit with us at New Holland.
Well, just speaking from a media standpoint, and yes, you are our sponsor here, but I would kind of echo that, you know, that if you look over the last few years even, it does seem to me like there's more excitement coming out of New Holland today.
Yep. Well, I got to tell you, we're back in the game. You know, we are squarely back in the game. I brought all of the people that are in the field for New Holland There's about 300 people in the United States that are in the field. We brought everybody together in Nashville at the end of January, and we were just together to pump up all of the individuals, to get them excited about what we're doing. We had all kinds of product there so that we could do hours and hours of walk-arounds and understand product, etc. But I got to tell you, our team is energized about the new vision, the new direction we're going, all the investment that Fiat Industrial is making into the brand. And so it's a good time for us, and it couldn't have happened any better because, you know, commodity prices are up. You know, I think jobs are coming back, so that, you know, that hobby farmer's also now got a little bit of more income. Housing prices have stabilized, so the skid steer loader client is coming back. You know, so I think the economy is finally, you know, waking up. And luckily for us on the ag side of the business, it's a good time.
Well, you're kind of answering a question I was about to ask in a way. It's just kind of looking ahead. You know, how would you characterize what you see for your business as we get, you know, we're about to hit the new planting season, big time, only a few weeks away, and just maybe a little look into the clear crystal ball if you can.
Sure. You know, there's some good news and there's also some cautionary notes. I tell you that the very good news is, of course, the grain prices are all up. And they've maintained their high prices, whether it's corn, whether it's canola for the Western Canadian market, grain. You know, there is a world food shortage. There's a lot more middle class in the world coming on board, and they need to eat. This is one of America's last great industries, right? The ag industry is great here. We're second to none in this business. You can't export this to China. It's got to be done right here in the U.S. and Canada. So we have some competitive strategic advantages in this space. Beef is good. Beef prices are up there. Dairy is good, you know, because those are the ones that have been a little bit problematic the last couple years. So there's a lot of excitement, and there's a lot of growth in the ag industry, and we see that coming into the planting season. The cautionary note, however, is that we're starting to see, you know, raw material supply shortages again, steel prices, tires. A lot of our suppliers are already starting to, you know, put in price increases. The, you know, components, key components for all the ag equipment manufacturers are starting to be restricted. So I think we're getting back into a situation a little bit like 2008, where, you know, we couldn't produce all of the tractors to meet all of the demand, or combines, or everything else we do, hay tools. So I just say that, you know, farmers, customers, they better get their orders in early. Dealers, you know, you better make sure your dealer orders are marked retail so they can get delivered. And I would say that's the one cautionary note across the entire industry we're starting to see.
Well, anything else about the company, the products that you know, you might want to say to people that we haven't touched on?
No, I'll just say that as we get more excited about, you know, New Holland being back in the game, I think people are going to see more and more, you know, why we're considered, you know, one of the world's best agricultural brands out there. You know, our combines, as we get more and more, you know, combining done here in the United States with New Holland combines, they're going to see why, you know, why our combines are second, you know, to no one's. We're number one in Europe. We're number one in Latin America and Australia. And there's no reason why we can't have a much greater, I would say, piece of the market and piece of the farmer's mind. So I would just say that, you know, hey, that we're going to see the power of the global New Holland brand come into play here over this next few years. It's not going to be just in the few months. This is a, you know, this is a process. It's going to take a few years, but that's where we're headed. And, you know, we're happy to talk to you guys about it and happy to talk, of course, to our dealers and customers that are visiting us here today.
Well, I've enjoyed talking with you again, Abe, about we'll call it the new Holland, maybe, in the energy and excitement that you're bringing to the table, as well as I think you mentioned your dealers and all the sales guys and product managers, some of whom I'm still going to talk to before heading out of here. Well, that's Abe Hughes with New Holland North America, and we've been visiting here at the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.